Show, Orion and Stampsy for Harvey Norman, Maui, Wonthaggi and Warrigal, 94.3, 97.9 Star FM. Thanks for listening. Don't forget the podcast in iTunes. Just search Orion and Stampsy.
Now, Orion, it's a very serious month and a very important month this month. Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. It's an important time because so many young and old are affected by ovarian cancer, and it's a killer amongst Australians. One of the national ambassadors joins us this morning. Very good morning, Jen Kitson.
Good morning.
One of the hardest battles, getting information and getting that support network. Often you feel like you're doing it alone.
Well, that's right. And ovarian cancer was one of those cancers that no one really spoke about much because they didn't know a lot about it. And often by the time you were diagnosed, it was a late stage and you haven't got much hope if you're diagnosed, unfortunately, at a late stage. So our awareness month, our key message is for women to know the symptoms, because this is quite a new development too. In the old days, it was called the silent killer, because they didn't think ovarian cancer had any symptoms, but it does have symptoms.
Nice.
So women have to learn the symptoms of ovarian cancer so that they can keep an eye on their bodies, and then if they have any of these symptoms, get off to your doctor and make them check you out.
That's the thing. You know your body best. So if something doesn't feel right, have it checked out and say, look, something's a little off centre here.
Yes, that's right. And look, and the difficult thing is the symptoms can be any. It can really apply to a lot of different things. Like one of the symptoms is bloating. And what woman doesn't get bloating? You know, you get bloating at certain times a month. You know, you can get bloating after a curry. But, you know,
I get bloating after milk, exactly.
Yeah, do you? There you go. But it's persistent and frequent bloating or abdominal pain. Mm-hmm. That's one of the symptoms. There's increased frequency in urination or change of bowel habits.
Yep.
There's feeling full very quickly after eating or feeling uncomfortable after eating. And as I said, these symptoms are really symptoms we can often get, but it's persistent and regular. And some women say they get lower back pain, so that's another
symptom.
It was actually
some of those symptoms, Jean, that got me tested out, because I actually had a scare about a year ago and it worked out that I just have the world's smallest bladder. But there was obviously some concern. They did find a lump. But another friend of mine at age 27 has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So it can affect so many age groups. And it might not be yourself, but someone you know.
Yes, that's right. Well, when I got involved with ovarian cancer, my oldest friend, who I grew up with, but I'd sort of grown apart with for a while, but she said she got married young and had three kids, and she got a diagnosed with ovarian cancer when she was 27. Her dad was a doctor, so I think that helped with her being diagnosed early, and she survived, which is great.
Brilliant.
And I wish your friend all the very, very best too. But the early diagnosis is crucial. Really crucial. And a lot of women think, this is one of the myths attached to ovarian cancer, that they say, oh no, I haven't got ovarian cancer, I've had my pap smear, I'm okay. But pap smears do not detect ovarian cancer.
Okay. So get to your doctor. Play it safe. Even if you think it's not big enough, play it safe. Get to your doctor.
Yeah, and you can find out more details. Of course, February is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. You can find out more details at ovariancancer.net.au. There's even a morning tea, which I dare say, Jean, you've already started baking your goods. Good luck with it all. All the very best. And let's get more people out there checking themselves regularly.
Thank you. Coming up on